Checking local sports first from around the area last night at the Clarinda Cross Country Invitational. On the girls' side, it was Shenandoah winning the team championship with 56 points. Atlantic, the runner-up, was 76. Gretna, Nebraska, Griswold fourth, Maryville was fifth, Clarinda sixth, followed by Nebraska City, Bedford, Red Oak, Southwest Valley, and Rockport, Missouri in 11th place. Individually on the girls' side, Maisie Larson of Gretna, Nebraska was the individual champion. Atlantic's best finisher, Ashley Wendt, she placed fifth overall. Pluma Pross for Atlantic was 15th, Carson Rush right behind her in 16th place for Atlantic, followed by Halsey Bailey from Atlantic, also at 17th place. Charlie Adams of Griswold was 19th. Joanna Topham of Griswold placing 20th in that girls' meet last night. Also on the boys' side at the Clarinda Cross Country Invitational, Atlantic had a second-place finish there as well. Gretna, Nebraska was the champ with 61 points. Atlantic, the runner-up, was 74. Shenandoah, the third-place finisher, with 92. Red Oak, Maryville, Clarinda, Griswold, Nebraska City, Bedford, Southwest Valley, and Rockport, Missouri round out the rest of the field. Individually, Jordan Lorenz of Gretna, Nebraska was the champion. Phoenix Shadden of Atlantic was a third-place finisher. David Thompson of Griswold placing fourth. Bradley Dennis of Atlantic placing sixth. Cale Pellett for Atlantic was 15th. Also, Jalen Peterson of Atlantic was 17th in that meet last night in Clarinda. Also at the trainer cross country meet, it was Boyer Valley on the boys' side and Underwood on the girls' side capturing titles, as Boyer Valley on the boys' side had four of the top six finishers. They had 46 points to win the title. Tri-Center with 52, the runner-up. Underwood with 97 points, third. Riverside and St. Albert were fourth and fifth. Trainers Jerry Jorgensen won the individual title. Also among the top finishers, Lane Osdemore of Tri-Center was fifth. His teammates Caleb Chmelka was ninth, and Braxton Larson 10th, also for Tri-Center. Dalton Fisher of AHSTW placing seventh. Southwest Iowa's Stephen McGee finished eighth in that meet last evening. On the girls' side, it was Underwood winning the team title with 45 points. Tri-Center with 81, this runner-up. Logan Magnolia with 83 was third. AHSTW and Riverside were fourth and fifth. Individually, the champ, Carly Larson of Underwood, helping her team to the title. Also, Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning running third in that meet last night. Also, some of the locals, it was Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia placing fourth, and Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton's Emily Kopic placing fifth. Caitlin Holiday of CAM ran seventh last night, while J.C. Schumann of AHSTW was ninth, and her teammate Mackenzie Mantle placing 10th in that meet last night in trainer. In high school volleyball play last night, the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan sweeping three from Shenandoah. Red Oak took three straight from Glenwood. Lewis Central down St. Albert 3-1. It was Kemper Catholic, a 3-game sweep over Denison. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard beat CAM 3-1. In the Corner Conference, Essex over Clarinda Academy 3-0. East Mills 3-4 from Fremont Mills. Sydney beat South Page in 3 straight, and Stanton downed Heartland Christian 3-0. Pride of Iowa Conference action saw Nottoway Valley sweep 3 from Bedford. Mount Air took 3-0 from Southwest Valley. East Union beat Lennox 3-1 in volleyball play last night. The AP High School football rankings after week number 2 came out yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Dowling is top-rated, with West Des Moines Valley and Cedar Rapids Washington the top 3. Lewis Central is up a spot to number 7 this week. In 3A, Cedar Rapids Xavier remains number 1 ranked, with Pella and Washington 2 and 3. Carroll is into the poll this week at number 7. Glenwood stays put at number 9, while Creston is at number 10 again in this week's poll. In Class 2A, West Union North Fayette is top ranked. New Hampton and Cascade are 2 and 3. Class 1A, Iowa City Regina is top rated, with Pella Christian and West Lyon the second and third teams. In Class A, St. Ansgar is number 1 ranked again this week, with Gladbrook Rhinebeck and Algona Garrigan 2 and 3. St. Albert is tied with Lisbon for fourth in this week's poll. In the 8-man class, Gilbertville Don Bosco remains number 1. Fremont Mills stays at number 2. Audubon remains 3rd rated. Also in the top 10, Coon Rapids Bayard is at number 6, and Bedford is at number 9 in this week's poll. Well, the University of Iowa has signed Hawkeye football coach Kirk Ferentz to a contract that extends through the 2025 season. Ferentz began his 18th season as the Iowa coach this past weekend as the 17th-ranked Hawkeyes beat Miami of Ohio 45-21. His previous contract was set to expire in 2019.
By giving Kirk a 10-year contract, what I'm saying is I don't intend to change coaches. I intend for Kirk at some point, as he said, nobody can predict the future, at some point when the time is right for him to retire here. But The idea to give somebody a long-term contract is to say, we're in all the way.
That's Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta, who says that while there is risk involved in long-term deals, there is also risk in not offering them.
The risk is the thought of having to go out and get another coach at some point. And if I have to do that, am I going to find somebody that I feel more confident in, somebody that I trust as much? And the answer is no.
Ferentz is a four-time winner of the Big Ten Coach of the Year Award, including 2015 when Iowa posted a school record 12 wins while claiming the Big Ten West Division title.
The foundation right now is so strong with our coaching staff, beyond that our facilities, our recruiting. So I just feel great about where we're at, and I want to make sure that we're poised to continue that into the future.
It's the second time during his tenure that Barta has offered Ferentz a 10-year contract. Ferentz has been the Iowa coach since prior to the 1999 season and also served as an assistant coach under Hayden Fry from 1981 to 1989.
You know, Iowa really has been home to me and my family. My wife, Mary, our five children have all been raised here. So, you know, after 26 years, I can tell you I really appreciate what it is to be an Iowan and what it is to be an Iowa Hawkeye.
Ferentz says he still loves coaching, and it doesn't mean that he won't coach beyond the 2025 season.
I've never felt better physically or mentally, so, you know, that's a big part of it, and, you know, just kind of keep pushing forward. But yeah, there's no way to describe it. It's just it's a really unique thing, and I just feel really privileged and honored to be able to do it in such a great place with so many great people.
Well, Saturday night's Iowa-Iowa State game in Kinnick Stadium will be the 64th in the series between those in-state rivals. It'll also be the 27th game in the series that Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz will be involved in. Ranked as high as 10th in the latest Amway coaches poll, the Hawks come off a 45-21 victory over Miami of Ohio, and they'll host an Iowa State team still stinging from a 25-20 loss to Northern Iowa.
So I can tell you, just appreciate fully just what it means to so many people in our state. And if you look at our football team, half are too deep, and clearly I think it's about 45, close to 50% of our roster. We're born and raised here, too, so they grew up watching this game. I know they appreciate the series, what it means, and I know they're excited about having a chance to compete in it, as we are as coaches.
Iowa's better than a two-touchdown favorite, but Ferentz says that hasn't mattered much in recent years.
And I think one thing, if you look over the last 5 years, you know, you can predict a close game. You know, I think over the last 5 years now, it's the average of 6 points differential in the games. Doesn't seem to matter if it's home, you know, what happened the week before, all that stuff. Really what it gets down to is who plays the best on that given day.
Iowa's defense gave up 424 yards in the win over Miami, and the Hawkeyes need to find a way to slow down Cyclone junior receiver Alan Lazard.
He's got great size, great athleticism, you know, and he's, you know, I don't want to pretend to be an expert, but it seems like he grows with every step, but he's just an outstanding football player and tough to defend. You know, when you have that kind of size, ability, attitude, all those kinds of things, he's just a really productive, tough guy, and the size is a great advantage. It's tough to simulate that.
Well, the Hawkeyes also gave up 158 yards on the ground in their opener, and Ferentz says he's confident the run defense can be fixed. We'll have that Iowa-Iowa State matchup live for you Saturday night here on the radio. 4:30 is the pregame start time. 6:30 is kickoff from Kinnick Stadium. Well, the Hawkeyes are up one spot in this week's AP poll. Alabama stays on top with 54 of the first place votes. Clemson, Florida State, Ohio State, and Michigan are the top five this week, with Houston, Stanford, Washington, Georgia, and Wisconsin rounding out the top 10. Also in the top 25, Texas at number 11, Michigan State at 12, Oklahoma is 14th, TCU 15th. The Hawkeyes are up one spot to number 16 this week. Notre Dame tumbles to 18th in the poll. Also in the top 25, Oklahoma State at number 22 and Baylor at number 23 this week. In Major League Baseball action last night, Matt Carpenter, Randall Grichuk, and Johnny Peralta all homered off closer Tony Watson with two out of the ninth inning, helping the St. Louis Cardinals rally past the Pittsburgh Pirates 9-7. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington beat Atlanta 9-7. It was Philadelphia over Miami 4-3. Mets over Cincinnati 5-3. Milwaukee beat Chicago 12-5. San Francisco over Colorado 3-2. Dodgers beat Arizona 5-2. Kendry Morales had two home runs, including a three-run blast in Kansas City's seven-run ninth inning, and that propelled the Royals to a 10-3 win over the Minnesota Twins last night. Elsewhere in the AL, the Yankees beat Toronto 7-6, Baltimore over Tampa Bay 11-2, Houston beat Cleveland 4-3, the White Sox down Detroit 2-0, Oakland over the Angels 3-2, Texas outscored Seattle 10-7. One interleague game saw Boston beat San Diego by a 5-1 final. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field.